One day on the island of Sodor, Percy was waiting by the docks, and then off pulled...
Spencer the Great.
Hello, Sodor.
Hey, what are you doing here? You just bumped into me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Percy. Don't you know that I'm a big, steely engine and you shouldn't be on my track?
Well, that's not very nice, Spencer.
Why not? I'm Spencer the Great.
Because I'm waiting here for Thomas.
Thomas? Why are you waiting for that clown?
Thomas is not a clown. He's my best friend.
Well, Percy, he's a clown in comparison to me, because I am Spencer the Great. So why are you waiting for that clown anyways?
I'm waiting for him because we are going to go to church together.
To church? Why are you going to go to church?
Because that is God's will for us, Spencer.
The church? Which church do you go to? Church of England?
No, we go to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church founded by Jesus Christ himself, handed down from the apostles, St. Peter.
What? St. Peter? Sounds like you're following a bunch of crazy rules to me.
Well, it's not true, Spencer. Our church was founded by Jesus Christ. The Church of England was founded by King Henry VIII and broke apostolic succession.
Well, I don't know about that church stuff. I'm out of here.
But Spencer, I need your help.
What do you need, Percy?
I need your help finding Thomas.
Okay. Tell me what he looks like.
But you know what he looks like, Spencer. He's blue. He's blue and he has a number one on his side.
Oh, yes. I think I've seen that guy before. I think he's green. I'll go look for him, and you wait here for me, okay, Percy?
Thanks, Spencer.
Talk to you later. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to go backwards.
Thomas.
Hello, Sodor.
Has anybody seen Thomas?
Thomas,
I'm looking for you.
Thomas.
And so Spencer was off looking for Thomas, and up pulled Boko.
Oh, how's it going? I'm Boko.
Excuse me, Boko. I'm Spencer the Great. You look like you've seen Thomas. Have you seen Thomas?
No, actually, I haven't seen Thomas. Why are you looking for him?
Well, because I'm so great. That's me. I'm Spencer the Great. I'm looking for Thomas because I'm doing a favor for Percy, that puny little engine. He's trying to go to church with Thomas, but Thomas seems to be lost and he can't be found. So I'm just looking for him.
Well, I'm Boko. I'm a crazy loco. I haven't been to church in 15 years. I don't know why people go to church anymore these days. But I guess I could help the good God by helping you look for Thomas, huh?
Thomas.
Hello,
Sodor. Has anybody seen Thomas?
I'm looking for you. Are you in this cave, Thomas? No? Okay, then. I'll keep on looking, although I'm scared of the dark. Why am I scared of the dark, people? Why could I possibly be scared of the dark? If there's nothing in the dark, why am I afraid of the dark unless there is something that I should be afraid of? Something that I cannot see, something greater than me. Anyways, Church of England, eh? King Henry VIII? Can't believe that guy. Who is he to start his own church anyways? If there is a church, it would make sense it'd be the one that Jesus Christ started. And he did, after all, tell St. Peter that he has the keys to the kingdom of God, and whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. That only makes sense. Well, anyways, let me keep looking for Thomas.
Thomas!
I'm looking for you.
Hello, Cranky. I've got a question, Cranky.
What do you want, Spencer?
Well, Cranky, I'm looking for Thomas. Have you seen him?
Thomas? Why are you looking for Thomas?
Well, I am Spencer the Great, and I'm being great by helping Percy.
What? Why is Percy looking for Thomas this time? I know they're best friends and all, but it sure is early in the morning on a Sunday.
Well, they want to go to church, and Percy's trying to make sure that Thomas gets to church on time. They're supposed to go together.
To church? I didn't know that Percy was religious.
Me neither. I'm Church of England, even though I don't attend regularly.
Me? I'm a Roman Catholic, although I'm a little cranky. Who isn't these days?
Roman Catholic, you too, huh, cranky?
Anyways, where's he meeting Percy?
He's meeting Percy at the Steamworks. Talk to you later, cranky.
Anytime, my friend.
Oh dear, I'm late for church. Better find Percy. Where could he be? I can't remember if I told him I'd meet him at the docks or if I'd meet him at the Steamworks. Well, I better drive by the docks anyways.
Percy, Percy, where are you? It's time for church. We're going to be late. And I hear that the Mass is going to be celebrated in Latin in Ad Orientem, facing the east. We don't want to turn our backs to the Lord. People think that Ad Orientem means that the priest is turning his back to the people, but in reality, the people and the priest are facing the same direction, so that they can go to God together. Because the Mass isn't about the priest. The Mass is about Jesus really present in the Eucharist. And if the priest is facing the opposite direction, then people will think that the Mass is not about the priest. That means it must be about God and the Eucharist. Okay, Percy, I'm going to find you whether it's the last thing I do. We will not be late for church.
Oh, no. If Thomas doesn't get here in 1 minute, I'm going to have to leave. I can't be late for church. I got to get in before the entrance procession.
Percy! Percy!
Oh, what do I hear?
Percy! Oh, I'm sorry about that, Percy. I didn't mean to push you. Whoa. Steamworks, must be a new bridge. Anyways, Percy, come back. Percy, I found you.
Thomas, I found you. It's time to go to Mass. I know, Percy, I'm sorry I was late. I was helping Sir Topham Hatt.
Thomas, I've been looking all over for you. Hey, Spencer. I'm just getting ready to go to Mass with my friend Percy. I know, Thomas. I've been looking all over for you to tell you that Percy's waiting for you here at the Steamworks to go to Mass. Wow, really? Well, Spencer, do you think maybe that you want to join Percy and I to go to Mass? Sure, Thomas. I've never been to a Catholic Mass before, but I hear Church of England Mass is quite similar, except that you have valid holy orders because you did not break apostolic succession like we did due to Henry VIII and his desire to get married again to Anne Boleyn because he wanted a successor, but he could not have any male children because he was barren himself, just like his bare soul. Anyways, I had a very interesting experience, and I'd like to learn more about the Holy Catholic Church.